At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
Hey, warmer friendly hello. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. We've got a great podcast for you guys. Joining me in a few short minutes, we're going to have Andrew Cayley aboard. He does amazing work over at Covers, taking a look at this great game of baseball that we all know and love. I personally am not too much of a futures player, but I know that Andrew has a few season win totals that he likes. I know that there's a few dark horses that he's looking at for Cy Young, so we're going to flesh some of those out. You're going to get a little bit of my take on some of the teams I'm bullish/bearish on coming into the year. You're going to get Andrew's take as well. We're going to be discussing with him just what to expect out of this Seoul series in game number 2 from both the Dodgers and the Padres, and just expectations for these two teams coming into the season. We're also going to be taking a look at the NL West a little bit as a whole. We did see Blake Snell earlier in the week get signed by the San Francisco Giants, so we're going to be diving in on that front and so much more. And then in segment number 2, going to get you guys picks and analysis for game 2 of this Seoul series out there in South Korea as we touch them all. If you do have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we will fire those in. First one is my Twitter/XTimeline at @GNet_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, the meme does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. And really did not get a ton for today. I know that many of you guys, much like myself, are preparing for what is going to be a tremendous round of 64 in the NCAA tournament that is going to be getting up Thursday morning. And this is a little bit of a strange podcast upload timing. This one is going up Wednesday evening/night, depending upon where you are. Typically, this is going to be up at midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. Eastern time. It is very consistent day in and day out. Made an exception today because when you've got a game that starts at 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, well, you need to make it a little bit earlier, or else people, when they get this uploaded, the game is already going to be done, and we would not want that. That's why I put this one up a little bit before. I was not sure if I was going to be able to do a write-up for this game or not, but I am going to be doing one on the total. So if you're listening to the podcast breakdown in segment number 2 of this Dodgers versus Padres game, do note that I am going to be writing up the total. That is going to be up on my Twitter/X feed as well. I was not sure if I was going to be able to get enough time for that, but did want to be able to provide at least one for this series. And you know what? Let's dive in on the first game that we saw for this baseball season. Try to get to know these teams a little bit better. And I don't think we're going to be able to find too many trends for one game, but try to be able to find a little bit there.
Games from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
100% of Major League Baseball games have gone under the total thus far. 5-2, the LA Dodgers are able to get the job done. And if you are looking for a trend, the Dodgers being able to have just explosive innings, that continues. They put up a 4 spot in the 8th inning. Padres were actually up 2-1 going in there. And then Johnny Brito, which I don't understand why they're trying him from the bullpen. He's never really been a strikeout guy. He just doesn't come off as someone that should be coming out of the bullpen. He was really the guy that gave it up. Gave up two runs, both of which were earned, though. There were a pair of errors along the way. You had out there in the field, Tyler Wade have an error, and then Jake Cronenworth had the ball literally go through his glove and explode his glove. He got an error for that. That's an error on whoever manufactured the equipment. Poor Jake Cronenworth, he did not deserve an error for that one. So that was interesting, but you did see both of these pitchers not go very far into this game. Yu Darvish for the Padres goes 3 2/3 innings, got into a little bit of danger. He did have 3 walks, including a pitch violation walk in this one, so clearly a little bit rusty, but from there, the bullpen did relatively solid. Tom Grosgrove, pair of outs out of the bullpen. Aniel De Los Santos looked good in his Padres debut, scoreless inning out of him. You have the foreign product in Yuki Matsui, who was able to come out. He had a pair of outs out of the bullpen, scoreless before Wandy Peralta. He gives up a run in an inning, and then Brito, he gives up 2 runs in a third of an inning before Adrian Barahona. He gets stuck with an unearned run in 2/3 of an inning, and Jeremiah Estrada from the Cubs, he was able to ride a scoreless inning for the San Diego Padres. Meanwhile, for the LA Dodgers, Tyler Glasnow, he gives up 2 runs in 5 innings, did not look very sharp in his debut. He walked 4, wasn't giving up a lot of contact, but only 3 strikeouts, and in total for the Dodgers, they only were able to get 6 strikeouts on the San Diego Padres, but Ryan Brazier is scoreless inning along with Danny Hudson. You were able to have Evan Phillips come in for the save, and Joe Kelly, he was able to provide a scoreless inning as well. Shohei Ohtani should have probably had 2 stolen bases in this one. He only had 1, and for the Dodgers, they leave 13 men on base, so if you had the over in this one, have to feel a little bit salty there. They go just 2 of 14 with men in scoring position. Meanwhile, the Padres, they went 2 of 5 with men in scoring position, so that is what we did see in game number 1. I'm not going to be doing anything with spring training over these next few days. Do note that. So after today's podcast, I'll be taking about a week or so hiatus. I will be back then for the opening day games. That is going to be on March 28th, actually, the day after my birthday. So happy birthday to me. That is going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun. But that said, let's get you prepared for the upcoming season as we are being joined by Andrew Cayley. He does such great work over at Covers, taking a look at this great game of baseball. He is north of the border. He loves his Toronto Blue Jays, the Toronto Raptors, just anything Toronto sports. He does a great job there, and he does a little bit of everything over at Covers. If you like his work on baseball, you'll probably like what he does with regards to things like football player props. I know he does a lot with regards to college football, golf, and so much more. And you're able to follow him on Twitter /X at Covers_Cayley. That last name is spelled C-A-L-E-Y. And Andrew, it's great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Oh, it's so great to be back. I love that it's baseball season. We get to talk baseball betting, and just there's something about the baseball season. I get excited. It's one of the best feelings that I have heading into any sort of sporting season.
Oh, I am right there with you as this is the unofficial opening day. We're going to be getting opening day in about 7 days from now. But that said, we are doing this before we know game 1 of Dodgers versus Padres wrapped up, and we're doing this ahead of game 2, but just how do you look at this 2-game series between the Dodgers and the Padres? Because I don't think that there's any question without seeing game 1. I don't think that we can expect these starting pitchers in game 2 to be going 100-plus pitches or anything like that, and I do feel like it's sort of a cross between what you see in spring training and a regular season game, and that in a lot of spring training games, these starters are only going to go like 2 to 3 innings, and while they'll go more than that, this certainly isn't full bore what you'd expect in like June or July.
There's definitely a bit of an exhibition quality to this matchup, these games being played in Seoul, Korea. Obviously, you and I know we love our KBO, and they are baseball nuts in Korea there. There should be a great atmosphere for these games. A lot of Asian players being featured in this matchup between the Dodgers and Padres. I expect a lot of them to see the field in these games. But like you said, I'm really interested to see what the starting pitching, how it's going to be used in this matchup. You mentioned it. Usually you're not going to see a guy go 100 pitches and 7 innings in your first start of the season. And this game's probably no different. I think we're kind of in the area where you should be looking at a lot of unders for these pitcher props. I know that Tyler will be interested to see how the results come back from Tyler Glasnow's first start as a Dodger. His numbers when he's on the mound are obviously fantastic. The other thing we're looking at here in this series is how is this Padres lineup, which struggled with Juan Soto for much of the year last year, how are they going to look without him now? Obviously, they're not going to be drawing as many walks this time around, but can Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado kind of carry this lineup going forward? And whether I think this isn't going to go a long way into whether or not these two are going to be battling it out for the division title this year. Obviously, the Dodgers have a big edge there. Like their win total is I've seen it as high as 104.5 at some spots, which is just ridiculous. But that's kind of what happens when you trot out Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Shohei Ohtani, 1-2-3 in a lineup. Like you said, it'll be a good precursor for what we have coming this season between these two teams who I think should be at the top of the National League West this year. And I'm just really excited to be watching some morning baseball. We don't get that unless it was the KBO from a few years ago.
Absolutely. I'll be up at 3 a.m. Pacific time, 6 o'clock.
So early.
So it is going to be absolutely tremendous. And you know what? I'll probably kick back, have a beer or two while I watch these games and have a good time with it. As Andrew Cayley, who does great work over at Covers, is joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show. And I do want to touch upon these two teams and their outlook for the year, because you were mentioning the Dodgers with that just mondo win total. We're seeing it some places right around about 103.5, 104.5. Meanwhile, the Padres are more around 83.5. And I do think that the Padres can steal one of these games in this series, especially in game number two, when they figure that it's going to be Yoshinobu who's going to be going in game number two for the Dodgers. It's going to be his debut there going up against Joe Musgrove. And I do think that if you could get a nice plus price there, as we're doing this without numbers, I do think that there's a little bit of value there. But just how do you look at these two teams in terms of their outlook? Because out there in the NL West, it's all very stacked. Division sans our good friends, the Colorado Rockies, most likely coming in dead last.
Yeah, I did an article for Covers this year, and I still picked the Dodgers to go over 103.5 wins, even though it's a ridiculously high number that you're not going to see too often. Even the loftiest projections like Fangraphs and places like that, they have them about 102 wins, but I think anything less than 104 seems like a bit of a disappointment. They've won 104 or more games in four of the last six full MLB seasons. Last year, they won 100 games, had no major subtractions from the roster, and they add arguably the best player in baseball. Obviously, not throwing as a starter this year, Shohei Ohtani, but they have an MVP caliber player. They're adding to two more MVP caliber players that they already had in Betts and Freddie Freeman there. I really like the addition of Tyler Glasnow to the rotation. It'll be interesting to see what Yamamoto does. He struggled a bit in the spring, so his transition to the MLB, I think, will go a long way to whether or not they actually hit that win total or not. But they did some little things too, like getting Teoscar Hernandez to hit like fifth or sixth in this lineup is an under-the-radar really nice move. It's just a very dangerous team from top to bottom. Like I said, less than 103.5 wins feels like a bit of a disappointment in my mind. Not a whole lot of other value, I would say, on them when it comes to futures markets. But the Padres now, I think there is a little bit of value on them to go over 83.5 wins. They obviously had one of the more disappointing seasons, and people would have been talking about them more if not for the existence of the New York Mets last year. But they had some really good starting pitching. Obviously, no Blake Snell back this year, but Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish still there, and I think getting Dylan Cease is a huge move for them. He's someone I'm looking at to win the National League Cy Young Award now at plus 2,500. The National League Cy Young landscape has changed so drastically in the last few years. There used to just be a tier of pitchers, the DeGroms, the Scherzers, and Clayton Kershaw when he was still effective. Like, those guys are just, that was the upper tier of guys, and that's who was going to win Cy Young. But now it seems really, really wide open. Obviously, guys like Zach Gallen, Zach Wheeler are threats, and they're favorites to win for a reason. But I think it's much more wide open. And Dylan Cease at plus 25. This is a guy who was second in Cy Young voting a couple years ago, and he just strikes out so many batters. I think he can do that in the National League West. I don't hate that price on him. And speaking of that, he brings around that rotation. He's a great replacement for Snell. They had some of the best starting pitching in all of baseball this year, despite it being such a disappointing season. If that offense can just regress to the mean a little bit, I know losing Soto doesn't help that at all, but there's still Xander Bogaerts and Tatis and Machado. That's a pretty good 1-2-3 lineup. A lot of teams would be dying to have that at the top of their batting order. So if they can regress the mean a little bit, I think over 83.5 wins is a really, really attainable thing for the Padres this year.
Yep, I do agree with you. I feel like the Padres were really unlucky last year as well. No doubt about it, they were a bit of a disappointment, and they would have been even if things would have ironed out. But man, I feel like it went a little bit too far with them. And I do think that that's an interesting future to take a look at. And that's one that I've been buying. That's what I've been taking a look at as well. But what are a few other ones that you're taking a look at in terms of season win totals? Because certainly when it comes to a team like the Dodgers, I don't want to be taking that sort of thing over, but at the same time, I don't think I could dare take it under as well. And there's a lot of win totals out there that they're a little bit murky, but I do feel like there's a few under the radar teams in the National League that really sans the Dodgers, sans the Atlanta Braves. It does feel like it's a pretty wide open just National League in general this year.
So you said National League, and one of my favorite plays this year is the Cincinnati Reds to go over 81.5 wins. That's despite, well, I'm kind of happy about this because Joey Votto is now a Toronto Blue Jay, but really bullish on the Reds this year. I really like their young talent. Matt McClain's obviously, Ellie De La Cruz's, Christian Encarnacion Strand, just like lots of young guys. I love the rotation. Hunter Green, Lodolo, Ashcraft. I think those three, if they take their next step in their development, they could be a really strong top of a rotation for a team in a division that I think is wide open. I don't hate the Reds to win the NL Central as well. I think you can get them at about 3-1. I don't mind that price, but really like over 81.5 wins for them. I also like seeing ownerships kind of support that young talent. They got Candelario to come and hit in the middle of that line of a veteran bat that they kind of needed. Frankie Montes is a guy who they got on the kind of cheap, who is due for a big bounce back here after a really just awful injury-riddled campaign with the Yankees. This team won 82 games last season. I think they're better on paper. While the floor is pretty low, I think the ceiling's really high for this team too. So over 81.5 wins. Another one I like in the National League. Not so much bullish on these guys, but they're kind of the opposite of the Reds, and that's the Miami Marlins to go under 78.5 wins. Their ownership seems to be the exact opposite of the Reds in the fact that their front office seems to want to have nothing to do with their success that they had from last season. This was a playoff team from a year ago, and their really only notable free agent signing was a washed-up Tim Anderson. Their down Cy Young Award winner, Sandy Alcantara, who is out for the year with Tommy John surgery. Their best hitter, Jorge Soler, is now with San Francisco. And Miami was one of the luckiest teams of baseball last year, too. They went 33-14 in one-run games. That was the best mark in all of the MLB. So, unfortunately, I think there's a bit of a regression coming for the Marlins. Back to their norm, the Marlins' norm has been not some very good baseball, which is too bad because I think baseball is better when they're playing well in South Florida, and that's too bad. So those are two of my favorite National League win totals there.
Yep, absolutely. And I do think that National League is going to be so intriguing this year. We shall see if the top teams are able to stay there. And then got my good friends, the Milwaukee Brewers out there in the Central, which jury's going to be out on them as Andrew Kaley, who does such great work over at Covers, is joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show. And Andrew, obviously, I've got to ask about the AL East. You are a Toronto Blue Jays fan, and it's such an interesting division because in a lot of books right now, the Orioles are less than 2-1 to be able to win the division. And I do think that they should be the favorite. I think that going sub 2-1 has went a little bit too far. And I feel like your Blue Jays, after there was so much hype around them last few years, might be hiding a little bit in plain sight.
I would love if that was true, Greg. I would absolutely love it. We talked about off of the air, like, who am I bullish and bearish on this year? Unfortunately, my own Blue Jays are a team I am a bit bearish on this year. How am I going to say this? They're an objectively worse baseball team than they were the last two seasons. It sounds crazy, but Brandon Belt was one of their best hitters last season for the final 4 months of the season. They let him go. They have not replaced him. Matt Chapman is a Gold Glove third baseman, and while he is not a great offensive player, he is so much better than IKF that I cannot even fathom. I'm going to be giving him a 2-year contract and, I don't know, maybe 500 at-bats this year with the way the roster's looking. You really are just hoping that the starting pitching does what it did last year, and that requires everyone to be healthy, which is asking a lot. Like, nobody got hurt in that rotation. I find it's going to be really hard to replicate what they did. I know you are probably still doubting Yusei Kikuchi a little bit and what he was able to do last season. Like, it was incredible, but the track record says it's not sustainable. 4-1, it could almost be worse before I want to back them because I'm a straight pessimist about the Blue Jays this season. They're still a very good baseball team. Vladdy could bounce back. Bo Bichette is one of the best hitters in the league. They've still got some really good other pieces there, but they did not get better. And if you're looking at a little further down the board, why not the Rays at plus 550? I know they've lost people too. They're used to losing people. That's what they do. They build up their talent and they trade it off and then they bring in the next guy. They're another team I'm looking at. They have a win total of 84.5. I bet the over on that as well because they keep getting these low totals despite the fact that Kevin Cash continues to be the best manager in baseball. They continue to have the best scouting in baseball. And they just keep churning out guys. And I don't know why you would doubt the Rays until they prove that they're not going to be a good baseball team. So at plus 550, I'd rather take the Rays at plus 550 right now than the Blue Jays at plus 400. But I agree with you. The Orioles are the bet at plus 185 for the division. They are the favorite. Bring up Jackson Holliday to bring with that young group. And then they traded for Corbin Burns from your Milwaukee Brewers. This team is ready to foster that young talent and really make a push here. The Garrett Cole injury, we all have to keep an eye on for the Yankees, because if he's out, they're going to need to address that rotation immediately, unless like they'll need Carlos Rodon to bounce back. A lot of things to go right for them. They need everybody in that lineup to stay healthy. The lineup will be dangerous for the Yankees this year, but if that pitching isn't there, this is the Orioles division.
Yep, it should be the Orioles that are the favorite. I just can't get there on like a plus 185, plus 190. I think we've went a little bit too far there, but my goodness, this Orioles team has really been able to build themselves up. And I know that's something that you were alluding to is the Cy Young race and just how crazy it is, because no longer do you have Max Scherzer, who's like so dominant. No longer do you have so many of these stalwart pitchers. But are there a few guys that you do take a look at and you do think have a shot? Because I take a look at one very, very big long shot, and this is not one where I would say put all of your shekels down at it or anything like that. But I look at a guy like Brian Bayo at nearly 100-1. He's going to be very negatively hurt by the fact that he pitches in Boston, but at the same time, he's a guy that's popping up for me out there in the National League side of things. We saw quite a few young guys be able to pop there as well. Is there any younger pitchers that you look at that have a breakout year, whether you like them for the Cy Young, whether you like them for perhaps like a rookie of the year, something like that? Is there a guy or two that you're taking a look at that you think is quite undervalued coming into the season?
For me in the American League, let's start there. I think it's Christian Javier. You can get him in like the 70-1 range for the Houston Astros. He pitched so well 2 years ago that the Astros were okay with not bringing back Justin Verlander. They're like, okay, we've got this guy. He's got getting a ton of strikeouts. People can't hit anything he's throwing. He has the best opponent expected batting average in baseball. And then he just kind of didn't have it last year. It just was not there for him. But it was so bad. Now that his number is sitting there and staring me in the face, I'm like, okay, this is a guy who was the leader in strikeouts per nine 2 years ago, and now we're getting him at 65-70-1. I really think he's primed to bounce back this year for that Astros team that's going to win a lot of the games. There's one in the National League I like as well, and that's Jesus Luzardo from the Marlins. I know I ragged on them there, but I think that they've got some good other starting pitching there besides Alcantara. Things that Cy voters still love. I know we've kind of gone to an age of war and people like the advanced analytics and stuff like that, but the Cy Young voters, they still appreciate a good strikeout, and that's what Jesus Luzardo does. He had 208 strikeouts in just 178 and two-thirds innings pitched last year. He had the fourth best strikeout rate in the NL. He's also slashed his walk rate each of the last three seasons, so that's important too, especially for a strikeout pitcher. You don't want to be walking a ton of guys too, because you know you're already going to be getting that pitch count up with the strikeout, so eliminating the walks is a must. It's just a hard throwing left-hander with devastating changeup and a great wipeout slider. He's in the 90th percentile overall for fastball velocity. He's one of the hardest throwing left-handers in baseball. He pitched well last year, 3.58 ERA and a 1.22 whip over 32 starts. I really think he's setting himself up well to win the NL Cy Young here this year. Like I said, it was wide open, and you can get him at 30-1, and that's kind of a value where I think it's kind of fair on him.
Yep, I do think that that's good value, and for Christian Javier, if he could just get that velocity back where it was a few years ago, he was dealing with some velocity dips and just general command issues last season for the Astros, he's going to be a big cog for them, and it's going to be a tremendous MLB season, Andrew. I know you're going to be locked in on these games out there in South Korea. You're going to be locked in all season long. Love the good people at home. Know it's all on tap for you and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms.
Well, I'll have baseball bets for you all season long, including my Toronto Blue Jays bat flipping pick of the day. It's just my favorite Blue Jays pick every single day. You can follow that along on Twitter or X, whatever we're going to call it. I still call it Twitter. I still call the Rogers Center the Sky Dome, so I'm going to always call Twitter. But you can find me on there at covers_Kaley. That's C-A-L-E-Y. Thanks so much for having me, Greg.
Hey, it's so Miller Park to me out there in Wisconsin, guys. Jordan, not this American Family Field stuff. So I'm right there with you, and Andrew does such a great job. Take a look at this great game of baseball. We're good to be getting him on the podcast all season long, so it was great to be able to get him aboard today. Thanks, big thanks to Andrew for joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Beeson Family Podcast. And coming up next, it's game number 2 of the season between the Dodgers and the Padres. 3 a.m. Pacific time, start time for this one. So I'm going to give you guys picks and analysis on this early game as we touch them all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Sports Betting Innovative Analytics has taken the guesswork and emotion out of sports betting to bring you an innovative and trustworthy resource to enhance your journey to becoming a winning player. With industry-leading money-back guarantee options backed by their sophisticated modeling, they want to introduce you to a system that's not widely seen or available to help you beat the bookmaker. Specializing in NBA, college basketball, and WNBA, your first week is always free. Get started at SBIA1.com today.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. It's always a pleasure to get Andrew Cayley aboard. He does such good work over at Covers, taking a look at this great game of baseball that we all know and love. Every single time he joins this show, he lends such good insights and did so once again today. So big thanks, Andrew, for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you picks and analysis for the lone regular season game that we've got on the board for this Baseball Thursday as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Do note that as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter/X feed at @unit_81. I've only got one game on the board, so it makes it very easy to be able to keep track of. So how about if we get into it? It is Dodgers, it is Padres, it is out there in old South Korea, and this is game number 933, 934 on the card. It is going to be Yoshinobu Yamamoto is going to be on the bump for the Dodgers, and Joe Musgrove goes for the Padres. Right now, we're finding the Padres between about plus 140 to plus 145, about a minus 165 is your price on the LA Dodgers. 8.5 is the total, shaded up to the over. And I did set my total a little bit north of 9. I'm going to be looking at the over for Joe Musgrove. It was a pretty miserable year for him last season. He tried to give it a go after he was injured towards the beginning part of the season, missed the first 3 weeks of the season, and just could not get online. Now, I think that this year is going to be much better for him. If you take a look at what he was able to do on a full real off season during the 2022 campaign, this guy was one of the best pitchers in the National League. He was able to go out there, pitch to a sub-3 ERA, strikeout to walk rate was better than 4.3, so I do think that this is going to be a better year for him, and that's a big reason why. At anything of a plus 142 or higher, I'm going to be willing to back the San Diego Padres. Now, I don't think that you're going to get a full workload out of either of these guys. For Yamamoto, he really did struggle in spring training, by the way. He had an ERA that was well north of 7. I know that Joe Musgrove had his struggles as well. Like I said, I still am a little bit more bullish on him for the regular season, just for the fact that he was able to get out there on the field and was able to go through his normal progressions, his normal offseason, unlike last offseason. But both of these guys were in relatively rough form, and then that leads to a lot of bullpen pieces. Like, you've got JP Fireyzen, who's out on the bump for the LA Dodgers. That is absolutely massive. And the Dodgers, they did have one of the best bullpens in the big leagues last season, a top five team post All-Star break with regards to bullpen ERA. And a lot of these guys are back in the fold. Like, I am very bullish on what you're going to be able to get in a full year of Ryan Brazier. He was terrible with the Red Sox. Game over for the Dodgers at a sub-2.5 ERA after that. Now, James Kelly is a guy that I really can never get with. He's always had his struggles, to say the least, but even someone like a Gus Varland was a little bit of a reclamation project for the bunch towards back half of the season last year. When he was with the Brewers, he was terrible. When he was with the Dodgers, he was halfway decent in a few appearances for them. Meanwhile, you've got a Padres bullpen that still has Robert Suarez. I think that after he had a rough start to the season last year, he was able to find it. I like Aniel De Los Santos. I think that that was a very good acquisition for them. I've always liked them coming out of the bullpen, whether that be with the Phillies, whether that be with the Cleveland Guardians. Tom Cosgrove was someone that was able to supply some good innings as well, and you're going to be seeing a lot of them because I fully expect both of these guys to throw fewer than 75 pitches, especially with them having their struggles in terms of spring training. And for the San Diego Padres team, you've got to figure that you're going to be getting the boom from Fernando Tatis Jr. Full season for him after last year. That was a case where he was suspended towards the beginning part of the season. That's absolutely massive for them. You've got a young guy in Yugi Rosario who's been really good for this bunch. I do think that he's going to be able to make a nice impact for this team. If you saw him during spring training, he was really able to marvel. And then if you're able to get something out of guys like Jose Azucar, who last season, I mean, he did an okay job of being able to make some contact, really didn't take a lot of walks, but I like Ha-Seong Kim as well. Ha-Seong Kim, if you look at war leaders last season, and this is a man that comes over from KBO. As a matter of fact, I think they used to play in this ballpark for the Kimum Heroes. He knows this ballpark as well as anyone out there in pretty much this game. I think that he's going to be able to make a sizable impact as well, and I do expect a bounce back from Jake Cronenworth. Meanwhile, for the Dodgers, this team has always won the top teams in all of baseball in terms of runs scored, and they play in one of the most pitcher-friendly ballparks in Los Angeles, even though the dimensions here in South Korea, they're a little bit different, and certainly this isn't like the games that we've seen in Mexico City, London, what have you, but I mean, it is a little bit more hitter-friendly than what you're going to be finding at like Dodger Stadium. They should be able to put up runs. You've got Freddie Freeman, you've got Mookie Betts. Betts going through a little bit of a transition in terms of going back into the infield, but I think that he's going to be just fine. The acquisition of Teoscar Hernandez, I think, is going to be tremendous for the team, as I mean, he had a relatively solid year last year in terms of being able to the deep ball. Wasn't necessarily the greatest in terms of on base percentage, but you know what? I think that he, with the LA Dodgers, where just everyone on the Dodgers draws walks. The Dodgers and the Padres were two of your top three teams in all of baseball in terms of walks drawn on a per at-bat basis. I do think that you're going to see these guys be able to do a nice job just being able to time up these pitchers. Typically, batters are a little bit behind the pitchers this time of year, but I think that both of these coaching staffs in general do a nice job of being able to teach these guys what pitches to be able to take. I recognize that for the Padres, it might be a little bit down this year with Juan Soto now being elsewhere, but that said, I do think that the Padres are going to be able to do a solid job here. You've got a Dodgers team that's dealing with a lot of guys like Blake Treinen, Bersardo Gradrall in the bullpen.
dealing with injuries. For the Padres, they've got a relatively good, clean bill of health. So at anything north of 142, I'm going to be willing to take the money line of the San Diego Padres. And in terms of the total, I did set mine at a little bit north of a 9. I set mine more around a 9.2. So seeing the 8.5 that I'm seeing out there, going to be looking at the over. Most of the juice on the overs is between minus 115 to a minus 120. And at a minus 115, more than a fair price there. Even if this goes up to a like even juice 9 over, I'd be willing to take that as well to go along with the Padres. And that wrap things up for the Wednesday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Big thanks to Andrew Cayley of Covers for joining me in the last segment. If you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what I have before this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter /XTimeline at GNN_41. Keep in mind, letters CM, they mean does not matter, so as per usual, please send these into the timeline. Other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And from there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via the 5-star review coming at you guys every single day throughout the baseball season, which we have games. So we're going to take a hiatus for these next few days for about a week or so, and then starting back up on opening day, March 28th, moving forward. I'm with you guys every single day, so lots to look forward to this baseball season, and look forward to catching you guys daily starting up next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.